potent sort of chemicals. The formation of PAM then, if we take acid aldehyde reacted with hydroxyl and nitrogen dioxide, that's the formation reaction for PAM. Now these sort of complicated equations I give you on your equation list for the final exam, and so you've just got to remember they're there when you are answering your question if it happens to be on photochemical smog. The requirement in that process is the hydroxyl radical, and remember in the troposphere we typically do have high concentrations of hydroxyl radical when we've got lots of sunlight and lots of water vapour. Now the reactive chemistry in the troposphere is very complex. In a smoggy environment we've got a soup of chemicals then coming out of the tailpipe of the car, because remember when you put petrol in the car we give it an octane rating. That sets then the background in terms of that fraction that's present in your tank, but there's a myriad of chemicals that are present. The same deal in diesel. So each one of those chemicals, when it's squirted out the tailpipe, then undergoes reactions in the troposphere. So this is the pathway for degradation of butane, just as an example of a VOC, and you can see there's pathways going in all different directions. So if you want to simulate the actual smog chemistry, it is a very hard task indeed. What people do, they measure the stable compounds in the atmosphere. They then clump together classes of compounds. So for instance, they might clump together aldehydes as all undergoing this sort of reactive chemistry. That means they can explicitly calculate, so how long will that smog hang around the city before it decays. The technique then that's typically used for measuring such a complicated suite of chemicals will be GCMS. So in Sydney, they've got vans that cruise around the city with little suckers on their roofs. They suck in some air. They then measure using GC all of the compounds that are present, and then they analyse using MS against the library to figure out what are those particular pollutants that they're looking at.